Y'all know me. Know how I earn a living. I'll catch this bird for you, but it ain't gonna be easy. It's bad fish. Not like going down the pond chasing bluegills or tommy cats. This shark, swallow you whole. Shaking, tenderizing, down you go. And we gotta do it quick. That'll bring back the tourists. That'll put all your businesses on a paying basis. But it's not gonna be pleasant. I value my neck a lot more than $3,000, Chief. I'll fine him for three, but I'll catch him and kill him for 10. And you gotta make up your minds. You wanna stay alive and ante up? You wanna play it cheap? Be on welfare the whole winter. I don't want no volunteers. I don't want no mates. There's too many captains on this island. $10,000 for me by myself. For that, you get the head, the tail, the whole damn thing.
Thank you very much, Mr. Quint. We'll take it under advisement.
Mr. Mayor, Chief, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's fucking do this. Let's make the magic happen.
Oh, we have to do the test record.
Oh, I'm already on it. It's already mission accomplished.
Hold on, let me get my crucifix and prayer beads.
Your God will not help you here.
I'm one with the force, the force is with me. I am one with the force is with me.
Fear is the mind killer.
Right? I will bend like a reed in the wind.
Muad'Dib. Muad'Dib.
Paul Muad'Dib.
What?
It's a boring ass book, is what that was.
Yeah, that was an amazing book. You shut your mouth.
No,
amazing series of books up until four, and then shit went downhill.
Okay. Up until like three quarters of the way through the first one.
As soon as he had like baby who was fully aware, I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of over this.
Man, shit got real out of control later in the books. You don't even know.
No, we don't.
What are you referring to?
It's Dune. A series called Dune by Frank Herbert. And
Frank Herbert didn't have a lot of girlfriends or friends, I think.
With the spice, right?
Yeah.
Which was the spice melange.
Must flow.
The spice must flow.
The spice must flow.
At some point, we should all read the book and watch the movie and then do a show on it.
I've read the book and seen the movie, and the movie is not better.
Oh, I love it so much.
The miniseries is better.
The miniseries is better than the movie. The book, though, I thought it was just jerking itself off. I couldn't stand it.
It's so weird.
Like Frank Herbert's just there going, this is the definition of sci-fi. And he's not wrong. It's just other people have done it so much better.
Isaac Asimov, the robot series.
It's so weird that you hate it because you're like a champion of the Wheel of Snore. I mean, the Wheel of Time.
I am. Absolutely. but Dune? God damn. That's just an exercise in futility.
Well,
but you said we were going to do this.
Yeah, giant sandworms and mind-altering spice aside, let's talk about some video games. If I sound weird or I'm a little low-key, it's because I've got a cold. Because if you have kids, they just bring germs to you, like they're Christopher Columbus meeting the natives for the first time.
Right?
Whoa!
And then you get real sick, and then that sick turns into a sinus infection. And you decide to quit smoking all the same weekend, so it is...
It is Throat City.
It is A++ here. What?
Is your kid named Jeremy? Because then you kind of brought it on yourself.
No. That was our first choice. But there was a lot of Jeremys born that year, so we didn't want to jump on that train. But yeah, this week we played some Zeldas. 50% of those Zeldas are good. And
50% are absolute dog. We'll leave it to you to find out which.
But
the answer may surprise you.
Hunter, you're here. How's your semester going? Are you passing?
Yeah, passing at the moment. I mean, haven't really done anything. It's first week.
First week? Jeez, your school's way behind.
Yeah, that means you're still in the process of, okay, class, well, here's the syllabus. Let's talk about the syllabus. Have you been doing that all week?
Yeah, actually.
Is it a junior college 4-year, or one of those like online ripoffs? You give us a bunch of money and we'll print you a degree that's worthless.
No, I actually have to go there and pretend to like people.
I mean, to be fair, Dave, pretty much all degrees are worthless at this point, but it's neither here nor there.
Don't I know it. James, guidance counselor who will lead you to commit suicide, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, unlike you. Man, your shit's all fucked up. Have you thought about euthanasia?
No.
Great guidance counselor.
Euthanasia?
Yeah. So what you do is you go to a zoo, and you just go, I thought it was a petting zoo, and then you just leap into the lion pen.
I don't want to end up on a YouTube video and people chanting like Harambe 2.0.
All out for Dave.
Well, I guess Dave's not going to be a legend.
I'll jump into the elephant pit. It'll drag me around, and then they'll just shoot me instead of the elephant. Like, you know what? The elephant's worth more, so I don't want to go there. Adam, the light in the darkness, yeah. The voice of reason.
That's me.
Oh, man, I feel like that's stretching it.
You know what? I think you nailed it right on the head, though. I really do, if you look at it. I've actually just been doing my taxes recently. Gross. So, kind of adulting it up.
It's like the one. It's like adult, like lower middle class poor adult Christmas is income tax time. You're just like, yes, please let it come every year.
But it's also betting on the long shot, because eventually you're going to be like, oh, half my kids are grown up. I can't claim child tax credit on them because they're 17, and so I lose $1,000 there. Like it's just this real. Oh man, if I put in this next W-2, what's it going to say? It's just awful.
Yep. But yeah,
but by the end of it, I'm like, I'm going to accept it. This is how it's going to be.
Nice. All right, Hunter, where are we going? Which one are we starting with? Take the ball. The balls are in your court, sir.
Huh.
One, two, three.
Let's start with Legend of Zelda 2.
Oh, yeah, just getting right in there, huh? All
right. Right into the phenomenally bad one, The Adventure of Link.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this absolute travesty. So this is the direct sequel to the first one, right? It furthest along in the timeline up to this point. Everything else is either a parallel world or it's way in the past. Came out January 14th, 1987 in his country of origin. Didn't hit North America till 88. Zelda fell under a sleep spell, and it's the Zelda of legend, and you have to go and awaken all the whatevers and the statues and bring her back. It's the last time experience points were ever used. First and last time in a Zelda game.
Thankfully.
It's primarily a side scrolling, and that's the last time that was used in a canon game. Top down map similar to Dragon Quest and Final Fantasy, which did it better. And it's the first appearance of Dark Link, which becomes a staple later on in the games. It's your final boss there. There was a 2003 re-release for the GameCube, and it removed the flashing color death animation to prevent seizures, which I guess was a big thing.
Yeah, happening. By the way, I actually have epilepsy. Thanks for that fucking screen, Nintendo.
If you tell me you got to that screen over and over and over again and just hosed yourself.
It's good to see that they actually learned from their mistakes after Pokemon came out and they stopped doing this shit.
You see, sometimes right? James likes to test his medication, so he plays this with a TV screen of Pokemon in the background.
Holding so strong so far.
100% like Mario, win. Bring me the mouth suppressor.
So this was the fifth best-selling NES game.
What the hell?
Undeservedly.
I think it's because they tricked them. Because you imagine like Zelda 1 comes out, and you're like, hey, that's it was really good for its time.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, shit. 3 years later, you're like, Zelda 2? More of Zelda? Yeah, let's do it. Oh.
Yeah, exactly. It
also,
was like
I bet you this
2
came,
or virtually anything.
I bet you this came bundled with a lot of systems.
Speedrun.com shows Opus of the USA beating it in 18 minutes and 31 seconds on the any percent category, which is kind of as long as you can beat the game, we don't care what you achieve. But Pro JN of Sweden beat it on in the 100% category in an hour and 15 minutes, 8 seconds, 990 milliseconds. Which I'm here to tell you is absolutely un-goddamn believable. Because I played this game more than I did the other two, not because I liked it better, but because I was just bound and determined to beat one of these games one of these days, and nope. I spent way too much time in this game, and I will never get that time back.
Nope. No, you won't. Those parts of your brains are permanently just set aside for remembering playing this game. You'll never get
bad.
That back.
So did any of us clear it? I'm guessing no.
Nope.
No.
I got three temples in.
Okay, you were probably the champion, because I lasted.
Yeah.
I played it for like 10 minutes. I'm like, oh, God.
I played way too many caves without the damn candle.
Oh, no.
When I finally found the candle, I was like, okay, so this actually is supposed to make sense. Yeah. I'm not just supposed to be staring at the ground,
it's
jumping
crazy.
Over hidden things.
Because all the speedrunners, they'll run through the caves and they have the shit memorized. Like, we don't need the candle.
Yeah, I needed the candle. And it didn't help me beat the game, obviously.
I got through the first temple, but that's only because some glitch put me through all the locked doors, so I didn't need to unlock them.
Wow. Well done, nice. Dude.
Let me queue up my Game Shark ROM.
Well, the glitch sounds nice when I say it like that, but every now and then I would turn direction suddenly, because, you know, that's a common thing to do in a video game, a side-scroller, turn direction. And then you would shoot across like 30 miles an hour to the right of the screen.
Oh, wow.
Until you hit something. I mean, it would help me get through locked doors, but it would also ram me off cliffs or into enemies.
I just got random directional clipping just sending you all across the map.
Yeah, if you turn directions too fast.
Of the little fairy thing just sprinkling Link with speed potions.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God! Stop it! Jeez. He just slams himself full speed into the door over and over again until it bashes open.
Right?
I get this one with Adderall! Listen!
Listen!
I had enough of spear stabbers and axe throwers and the skeletons and the swordsmen with their...
Can I talk about
Are you crouching?
This?
Please!
Because I went back, Dave, because we talked about this briefly on the phone, and in that first little bit, I didn't have invisible enemies. Because I got to a part in the beginning where I went over one of the shitty black and white flashing paper cutouts that signifies you're going to have an enemy encounter, which was garbage, by the way. And I got immediately sucked in, and there was nothing there. And Dave said there's supposed to be invisible enemies, so I went back and I redid it. The same glitch happened to me. There were no invisible enemies. I walked back and forth without dodging for 2 minutes.
What?
No enemies. I just walked off the screen and got out of that encounter. And it happened like 3 times in a row.
Like, what the heck?
Maybe there are
on?
Only corrupted ROMs. Maybe it didn't ship functional.
Oh my God.
Yeah, there are some ROMs out there like that, like the original TMNT. No one's been able to fully crack it in the ROM state. You can only get to like the certain part of the Technodrome, and then it just crashes every time. Every ROM out there is incomplete.
Wow. So that all Hunters viewers know, when you play and you record an official speed run, it can't be done on an emulator like we're playing it. It has to be done on either the original system or one of the controllers released with the system actually inside the controller. It has to be official make from whatever company, and then you have to play it on that. So... these guys are cheating.
So whatever company would be Nintendo, because they don't let anybody else touch their stuff.
So if it appears they're cheating, they're only using glitches that are inherent to the game, and they're learning them like the back of their hands. And I wish that I could glitch my brain right now and get rid of the Adventure of Link. It was trash. And they made the right decision in getting rid of all of that crap.
Oh, yeah.
Except Dark Link.
Except Dark Link, yes. They kept Dark Link.
Yeah, but you have to suffer through
it. So we all agree.
You have to suck a mountain of dicks to get to Dark Link. It's like the last thing you do. You're just
speaking of sucking dicks.
Face, neck, and shoulders. I made it to the last tempo.
Speaking of sucking dicks.
Oh yeah.
Can we talk for a minute about the fact that whenever you went into a town, some random woman would come over and invite you into her house, and then you'd have full health?
Yeah, I'm not
running around
out by that.
Rest at my house.
Yeah. It's like there's all sorts of ladies here that are just wanting to romp with me. Like, come on in. Hey, you want to come on in? And your bars are mysteriously filling. They're just like, yeah,
Link,
here you
come
go.
Come on in. Fill your heart so you can shoot a sword with power.
If you go into the house with the old lady, she gives you magic.
Oh, that's code, yeah. That's code first, for number twosies.
First it's free, then you got to pay up.
Oh.
Welcome to the Temple of Dust.
No. All right.
Don't tell anyone.
Next.
I hope you like weathered bean bags.
So Castlevania 2, Simon's Quest, did towns better than Zelda 2. Dragon Quest, I'm scrolling through, much better than Adventure of Link. Just every other game did what they did better than this one tried to cobble together. But for some reason, like, it still was a critical success, and I'm just not understanding it.
I think, well, there's no... In those days, there wasn't, like, widespread reviews, so people couldn't be like, avoid this like you would hepatitis A through Z. There's, like, there's no internet, and everyone's just like, shit, Zelda 2? Sign me up! Oh, no!
Right?
Yeah, the neighbor kid behind us, his parents were playing it pretty religiously, and when I was a kid, I was like, oh, this looks awesome! But, you know, they wouldn't let us play it. And now that I was older and I played it on the ROM, they were doing me a favor. They were good parents. They were looking out
dude,
for
he
us
was
kids.
Solid.
Yep.
Yep.
Little Dave was like, oh, I want to play. And they were like, no, you don't. You don't want to play this.
Back away slowly.
You don't want to see the things I've seen. Ugh. Was there anything good? Did anyone find anything redeemable?
No.
The music for the first temple, the Sand Temple. I thought it was nice. That's about it.
Yeah, it was okay, but it wasn't even noteworthy. Like, I guess if you're reaching for something pretty hard, Hunter, then yeah. But other than that, no, none of it. Ugh.
All right. So between a 0 and a 10, what would you guys say?
Okay. All right. So here's the only place where I would give it points because I can think of worse games, but I would probably give this one a solid 3 out of 10.
Yeah, I'd say 2 or 3. Yeah, I'm on board with that.
Yeah.
There,
Hunter, you're gonna shock us all and say 8, right?
My game was glitched. I told you about it, so I'd go 3-2. Yeah, I mean, I love bad games. Well, kind of more than someone would, but
you played a lot of.
This is just a broke. Clue Clue Land, yeah, perfect example. But this one was just kind of broken.
Have you gone back to Clue Clue Land at all? I'm curious. You talk about it an awful lot. Is it your secret shame?
No, it's no secret. It's my open shame. Some people have cocaine. I have Clue Clue Land.
Yeah, you do.
Heroin's a better example. Well, my girlfriend left me.
Wait, for real?
I called her. Oh, no.
Okay.
I was just making a joke.
Mike, do I laugh or do I express sadness? I'm so sorry.
Sometimes you just drop sadness bombs on us, but so matter-of-factly, it's hard to tell. Like, oh, yeah, my mom moved away.
Mom left the state.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, that one was real.
That was totally real. Thanks for bringing that up again.
Just Hunter and some tidy whiteys with Cheeto dust on the around the band. Hey, babe, we're going to go out tonight? Shut up, it's Clue Clue Land time. You're a monster.
If by out, you mean up the mountain.
Oh, yeah. All right, yeah, so don't play this one, viewers.
Trash game.
All right.
Don't do it.
Play Clue Clue Land instead. It's better.
You know what? I'm kind of inclined to agree with you.
It is. I'd give Clue Clue a 4.
I would rather play Clue Clue than any more minutes of this that I spent, which wasn't much. Yep. I mean, you guys soldiered on. Good on you.
Ugh.
So
I regret it.
So you made it to the third temple? Is that how far you made
it? Yeah, yeah. I cleared the third temple. I was like, okay, just 3 more to go. Wait, I'm only halfway through? Fuck it. Done.
Your sanity's stronger than any of ours.
I need a Jedi to show up and tell me to rethink my life.
Well, I spent several hours of 3 continuous days, like, trying to clear Adventure of Link without any guides or anything, and I was, I can't waste any more time on this. It was awful, I should have put more into the other Zelda game.
Yeah, it suffers from that old Nintendo game stuff where it's just almost too convoluted for its own good. Like, I don't know where I'm going. What do I do? Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of talent interaction. Like, you have to cast a certain spell on a villager and get a hammer at one point. It's real bad.
You got to find a mirror under a table and go back to another town and give it to a lady. Like, it's
Common sense.
It's absolutely common sense. Yep.
Do you have a subscription to Nintendo Power? Oh, you don't? Well, then go and fuck yourself, because you're not passing this.
Yep.
All right, well, let's segue with some Jaws.
Do we have to? Okay.
Goddamn right we do. This is my Clue Land.
Jaws for the NES. Based mainly off of Jaws the Revenge, which was the fourth and worst movie.
Oh, not great.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so in this game, shells are currency, the crabs speed you up, stars increase points, and none of it matters. In all caps, if you're not getting that. None of it matters, none of the gameplay matters, none of the plotting matters. It's how fast can you push a button, and can you find Jaws, and can you hit him with a cannonball like a million times. The speedrun record for this game, just to put it in perspective, is 3 minutes and 34 seconds by a guy named Donkey Kong Genius of the USA. That's how little this game matters. Anything in this? Nothing.
It totally matters.
Defend it. You're on, Dave. Go. All right.
So, yeah, it's not, you know, you don't always sit down and go, Monsignor, bring me some lobster and steak. Sometimes you're like, yeah, fuck it. I want a Slim Jim from Maverick. That's what this is. It's something small and tasty. You're in and out. It's like a Flash game. It would be a modern Flash game today, and you guys would be fine with it. I will see your point that it is a movie tie-in game, and those are all inherently bad. And when you think Jaws, you're like, yeah, this is going to be epic and scary. And like, wait, why am I a side-scrolling flipper dude shooting spear guns at all of the ocean life? I can understand that. But there's a lot of complexity. Sometimes you bomb jellyfish with cannonballs. And you go back and forth between the towns to power up. And there's a submarine. Oh. Did you find the submarine?
Oh, hell no. Listen. Computer Gaming World did praise the game in its review. And it said the graphics, animations, and gameplay in Jaws are all first rate. However, the surviving computer or gaming rating system All Game gave the game a rating of 1.5 stars out of a possible 5. The review was, it was dull overhead view of you sailing your boat and a repetitive side view sequence. And by the time you reach the final anticlimactic scene, you'll be so tired that you won't care if Jaws kills you or not. You'll just be glad the game's over. They dropped the mic and walked off stage. Like, they nailed it. It's how little this game mattered to anybody that played it.
It is pretty bogus that when you die, you lose all your power-ups. That sucks.
All of it.
That's harsh.
I played it twice. Like,
can we just address another part of the mechanic on this? When you get, like, oh, you ran aground on something, dive under the boat and shoot some jellyfish. Okay, sure, whatever. But literally, there's no, like, grab this thing and then you're done with this level. You just sit there and endure long enough until you get to go back in your boat, and it's fucking awful.
Well, you know, Jacques Cousteau was famous for saying, what's your number one advice about the ocean, Jacques? And he's just, in Jacques speak, endure.
Yeah. And that's what you have to do here. Yeah. It's now, almost as bad as the blocks of unskippable text that happened in Zelda 2.
Yes. Oh my god. Oh, thank you for bringing that up. I had something I was actually going to mention. Hold on. No.
I had something for this.
Okay, so Dave.
Yes.
You mentioned that this game is basically run down to the Maverick and grab a Slim Jim.
Yeah.
If the Slim Jim was one of the half-opened ones, which is all dried out and covered in green mold, yes, I agree. If you're that desperate for a Slim Jim, there are better Slim Jims out there.
Yeah, there's varying degrees. You know, I'm not a big fan of the teriyaki, but I like the peppered.
Do you? You dig the peppered? You're not going to find a peppered Slim Jim. You're going to find the peppered other ones from, like, Jack Link's, but not Slim Jim, so you're wrong.
I guess you might say the chances are slim.
Oh! And he's back on top.
Sit burn. Well, help me out.
Can we talk for a moment?
You're on my side,
right? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't think it was that bad of a game. Or really even a bad game. It'd be good for some people.
What do you mean, some people?
Well, I mean, if you like playing Scuba Diver or Donald Trump, then I think it'd be good for you. because that's what the character looks like. Donald Trump scuba diving.
He's in a wetsuit, but he's got one of the deep sea diver helmets on. Again,
cocaine. Oh, okay. So that's why he seemed orange.
Yes. And you know that's where conch shells come from. They're pooped out by jellyfish.
Of course. Oh, I mean, where else would you get them from? Naturally.
And manta rays.
Yep.
Honestly, how many spears can you load in a spear gun?
Infinite,
apparently.
Appropriately, I guess, because that's how many it takes to kill Jaws. An infinite number of spears.
That spear gun is basically like the Jaws equivalent of that Van Helsing movie crossbow.
Oh, there you go. Okay, that Van Helsing movie is my Slim Jim.
Okay. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Also, how's there any ocean life left in the world of this game? This is just one diver.
There's only like three species.
This isn't taking into account all of the divers that just go down there with their infinite magic spear guns and lay waste to the ecosystem.
Right? And that boat's got to be fast. Did you see how far it was crossing land masses? And I mean, just going in between them?
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
And I'm not a fan of jellyfish either, but I don't hate them enough to bomb them from a biplane.
Holy crap. And why is the biplane dropping like literal cannon balls from like the Jolly Roger?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
I guess they don't have a weight limit back in those days.
Yeah, because F jellyfish. I hate those
things. Pew, 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 pew.
Like, if I wanted to play Galaga, I'd do that. I don't want to play this jellyfish bonus round.
So none of you killed Jaws? Am I the only Jaws slayer?
You're the only Jaws
slayer. I killed Jaws.
You stayed long enough? Wow, Hunter, yes. You did too. How'd you do it, Hunter?
Honestly, being really frustrated, that's how.
I do it in this game.
I had something called a strobe, and I had no idea what that was. I was like, oh, well, that's weird. So I pressed the button, and Jaws in the distance, like, shot up. And I was like, oh, well, that's odd. And then eventually I figured out, oh, wait. When I use the strobe, I can push my boat slightly forward for some weird reason. Then, after finding again, you know, going into that boss fight, I thought, hey, wait, maybe if he's close enough, I can ram into him. But that didn't work either, so I thought, hey, maybe I'm missing something. Nope, turns out, he just has to be shown his white belly, and even if you're like one pixel off, you miss him, and if you run out of strobes, you gotta do it all over again.
Yep. That is true. Did you find the secret submarine?
It didn't seem secret. I mean, they kind of just put it there.
It was super easy for Hunter, Dave. What took you so long?
It's in the upper left. The trick is what to not hate, to suppress your hatred of the game long enough to sail up there to see what's what.
Not possible.
Yeah. Also, getting pulled into the shallow water encounters were total bullshit, by the way. Because there's not enough screen to dodge, and the jellyfish come up underneath. Those are rough.
Okay, so if you guys want, I've got some trivia on Jaws the Revenge, the movie.
Oh, let's do it.
It's really interesting. Yeah. Michael Caine considered this one of his paycheck pictures.
You're fucking kidding me. What the fuck are you doing in my office?
Arseholes. You don't know the first fucking thing about power.
It's fucking arseholes. What the fuck are you doing in my office? It is too expensive to maintain, Leslie. Did you hear me? I said go away. It's not the computer. It's you and your goddamn desk. I've never understood why you need a stair machine when we have stairs. What in the name of God is Henry Park doing in my office?
Get the fuck out of here.
What? There is a man in my office. Fuck! There isn't going to be any Mr. Goddamn Martelli. I'm going to flick a switch in the goddamn fuse box, and all the lights will magically go on for free. It is my office. It is the assistant chief's office. Why don't you bring Henry Park in here, huh? Why don't you bring Melanie in to make sure the phone gets answered? Hell, we could bring in the whole goddamn New York Knicks. Just to make sure your trash hits the basket. How's that?
Because when asked, when they asked Michael Caine about this movie in an interview, he answered, "I've never seen it, but by all accounts, it is terrible. However, I have seen the house that it built, and it is terrific." So he accepted this role after seeing only the first line of the script, which was, fade in Hawaii. He wanted to shoot a movie in Hawaii, so he's like, I'm on. Sign me up.
Adrian, bring me the contract signing pencil.
And the events of this movie totally disregard the events of Jaws 3D, which doesn't really matter either. Oh, which is why some of the characters like aren't even married, and why he's got a different job, and why there's a police deputy, and he never moved to Colorado. Like, it's weird. Like, hey, we're just going to ignore 3D.
Yep. Also, sharks.
Is there at least a shark?
Psychic and can travel all the way from Amity in the Northeast down to the Bahamas.
Well, because this time it's personal, right? Which is the tagline for the movie, which was parodied in Back to the Future 2 when Jaws 19 was subtitled, this time it's really personal. Because, yeah, why not?
We recently passed the Back to the Future 2 date, and there was no Jaws 19. I'm sort of sad. Sadly. It was a missed opportunity. Someone should have just skipped ahead and released Jaws 19. Like, it would have made money from the irony.
Oh. Roy Schneider, who played in the original Jaws, he was the officer, right? He was offered a cameo, but he declined, stating, quote, Satan himself could not get me to do Jaws Part 4, unquote. Reportedly, if Schneider had accepted the bit part, the shark would have killed his character at the start of the movie. But he's like, Satan himself couldn't get...
This was a real rough shoot, even on the first one. Like, all the mechanical issues and the delays.
With Bruce the Shark having all sorts of issues.
Yep.
Was the movie, like, crazy and cheesy?
Wait, you haven't seen the first Jaws movie?
Oh, no, I was talking about the fourth one.
You haven't seen the fourth one?
No, I've seen the first.
It's okay. You don't need to see it.
It
killed the franchise. Like, it is done.
It's like the Jason Bourne of the Jaws movies. Like, the shark will come, and then the camera will shake everywhere, and there'll be some blood, and then that's it. There's not a whole lot of shark in the movie.
Yeah, just some sweet shaky cam.
Based on what you guys are saying, it sounds like they jumped the shark.
I can't give you that.
We're taking that from you.
Party foul.
Taking it from you. But Bruce, the rubber mechanical shark, was actually nominated for a Golden Raspberry for worst actor in that movie.
That's saying something, because that was some stiff competition as far as bad acting in that film.
Yeah, it was the first animal nominated for a Golden Raspberry.
They're like, the actors in this are so bad that they don't even qualify. Give it to the shark.
So I would give Jaws...
I'm going to give it a 5. Not terrible, but not great. Just there.
2.5
out of 10, too.
2.5?
2.5.
I would actually say like a 3.5 or a 4. It's better than The Adventures of Link, just on a technical standpoint. I just hated it as a game.
Ow.
There's no severe glitches. At no point do monsters just fail to spawn. They don't have the awful, unskippable text. It is the lesser of two evils.
Fair enough. It's a flash game. Dave had it right. And for a video game you want to pay money for? No. And that, it being a Jaws movie, you would expect to either be Jaws or fight Jaws on multiple occasions. But... really, no. It's shoot jellyfish, pick up shells, pilot a boat, be bored.
Oh. Jellyfish. This time it's personal.
Alright, well, I developed this Conk Fisherman's video game. It's not gonna sell. Shit. Put the Jaws label on it. Ah, profit.
Millionaire. Instantly.
Do you guys ever... are you familiar with The Deadliest Catch? This is a random segue.
I'm familiar with the concept.
So yeah, the TV show. They made a game off of it, by the way.
What?
Did you ever play it?
Really?
I did. As I like to call it, the work time no fun simulator.
Is it like farmer simulator type thing?
Yeah, like they forgot to program the fun into it. Like, I get it. It sucks to be a crab fisherman, but this is a video game. You don't have to quite capture that so much. You have to like manage your boat and their happiness levels, and it's
wow.
It's, yeah, it's a The only the best part of that is when you boot the game up. It was on 360 and PS3. It starts playing Bon Jovi's Wanted, Dead or Alive.
Nice. It's the best part of the game.
It's like the game loads and there's this boat on this epic storm wave and it's just like, Wanted! I'm like, oh my god, this is going to be amazing. What am I in for? Oh, work.
Oh, it's Sims of the Sea. That's all it is.
Yep.
Wow. All right. Games to avoid.
All right, let's talk about the good one.
Can we? Because yeah. It really is.
Let's get into the good
one. It really is. All right, so...
but we already talked about Jaws.
Shut your dirty mouth. No. A Link to the Past. In Japanese, the title was The Legend of Zelda Triforce of the Gods.
Hmm.
So it came out in 1991, in North America in 92. It went back to the three-quarter top-down view like the original, which was a good decision. Yeah. It introduced many elements that are still in use, like the parallel world, the Master Sword, other secondary items and weapons. Considered one of the greatest video games of all time.
Yeah, it's definitely Metacritic, my top 10.
Yeah, Metacritic gave it a 95. GamePro gave it 5 out of 5. IGN gave it 9.7 out of 10. Like, really, really highly rated. Many different music themes originated here to be used in future titles. They even released a soundtrack in 94 called The Legend of Zelda Sound and Drama, which was 98 minutes long. One of the most difficult to find Easter eggs ever. There's a secret room with 45 blue rupees and a note from a Nintendo Power Contest winner.
Yeah. It
says, "My name is Chris Houlihan. This is my top secret room. Keep it between us, okay?" Which is fantastic.
Oh, Chris Houlihan.
Good old Chris Houlihan. Speedrun.com.
I gotta look him up. Anyway, continue.
Speedrun.com has a player named Zelna on the Japanese SNES beating it in 19 seconds on any percent. And 1 hour, 41 minutes, 53 seconds on 100%. And I can tell you from that, that is phenomenal. Because as much as I loved this game, I spent too much time playing Adventures of Link and didn't have enough time to play the good one and made me sad because I really, really was enjoying myself.
Did you say Legend of Zelda, The Adventures of Wank?
No, it might as well be.
Oh, okay. I was looking at Chris Houlihan and I thought I heard The Adventures of Wank. I'm like, you know what? That fits.
It does. It does fit. But
going to these strange woman's houses.
Link to the Past was stellar, in my opinion. I'd rate that one really high for fun times, replayability. It introduced a lot of the elements they kept. This game was a triumph.
Yeah, there's nothing. It holds up even today. Like, I didn't finish it out this week for the show because I played a shitload of it as a kid, but. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it still holds up. Like, it was still fun, even though the graphics are... I don't know, there's something about the art style that didn't feel like I was playing some kind of assault on my eyes.
Yeah, right? Like, it lent to fun times. Playing this game reminded me that this was how I felt when I played the original Legend of Zelda as a kid. Like, that's what it was like to have fun with the original Zelda, to be just fascinated by it. Whereas an adult now, that's how I felt about Link to the Past. But playing the original Zelda, I'm just like, oh, I'm done. Like, it's just frustrating. But I kind of recaptured that fun sensation.
And okay. And so the biggest issue I had, I think, with the original one is like some of the items felt weird or they didn't really have a use. Like this one, everything feels...
Candle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, everything in Link to the Past feels important and useful, and they sprinkle enough side shit throughout the world. Like, oh, here's where I use my giant's gloves, and here's where I need to throw the bombs. And the hook shot. Best right? thing ever. So good.
Although I still wasn't able to figure out what to use the boomerang for.
Stun enemies. You pick up stuff. Items. You hit switches from across the way.
I didn't know it picked up items.
Yeah.
Good to know.
I forgot how to use the boomerang, but it came back to me.
I see what you did there.
All right, well, apparently the internet is no help. Whatever Chris Houlihan is up to these days is a mystery, and now I'm intrigued.
Gotta find out.
Track him down.
a man doesn't just win a Nintendo Power contest and then go away forever.
It's true.
Unless he totally did.
Like, if I was what happened. Like, I kind of want him to make a remake of this game. Like, keep everything the same, except, and just put in voice acting. Other than that, just keep everything exactly the same.
Right?
Yeah, that would be bomb.
So, I actually didn't complete much of anything in this game. I was mainly just exploring. Like, I was kind of just trooping around, really enjoying the feel of the gameplay, the look of the game, how clean everything. And I got out of the first palace, of course, and got to the main area. But, man, I actually fully intend on going back and playing more of this voluntarily.
Oh, yeah. Especially later on when you get the light world and dark world shifting. Like, that becomes a really interesting and integral mechanic. Like, oh, I can't access this area over here. Then you switch to the dark world, you do something there, and then you switch back. And so, like, changes happen on that, like, vice versa either side, which was really interesting. And all the puzzles, they were well designed. Like, none of it felt like, oh, burn bush 4 on row C, like original Zelda, where it was just kind of random.
Yeah. Right.
This one, they all, like, had some visual clues or stuff that made sense. Like, oh, there's a crack in this wall, or I have to jump down from here.
Or character dialogue.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, every time you finish something, you felt like, I am the smartest man alive. Take me to Minza immediately!
Yeah, I'm excited to play more of that.
Did anyone else buy a bottle from the bottle seller?
Goddamn right, I did.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was funny how he was like, now, hold it up into the air. It's good advertisement.
And oh, man.
He does that.
That's like some great dialogue.
And it plays that tone, that theme when you get an item.
Yeah, it was...
Like, I need to get that on my phone, and then just, like, when the wife picks up something, just play it, just to confuse her.
She lifts up just to read the calorie count on something.
Yeah, and the bottles are super useful. I think there's 4 in total you can get, if I remember right, and that's how you hold your potions.
Ah!
The characters that would run around and go, oh my god, it's you! You're the one that they're after! Guards! Ugh. And then run away. Like, you brat! Like, see if I help you when Ganon comes trooping around here.
Fuck you, lady.
To be fair, you play a pretty... basically play an emotionless killer. I mean...
Yeah.
Right, you know that scene where the father, that guy was, dies?
Yeah.
You go up to him and he's like... Link, or what? Insert character name here. I'm dying. Take my sword and shield. And then you take the sword and shield and you're all happy holding it into the air. Mm-hmm. Your foster parents just lying there dead and you're just like, da 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 da, yay. Your character smiles.
Well, he's happy.
So that's what I have to say.
He has a sword and shield. Oh, also, did you guys notice when you're doing that first dungeon, you could hit the guards and they scamper and then they fall off the ledges?
How do you think I got past that thing?
I love that.
Okay, it wasn't just me, because I kind of felt like a bad person. I giggled every time he's like, pew, and then just falls into darkness. Also, what castle is built on a bottomless pit to hell, by the way?
Right?
It seems good like point. That's not a good, like, it seems like the load-bearing walls are going to have some problems, is all I'm saying.
Like, excuse me, King.
Yeah.
No safety.
Excuse me, King. Do we need handrails? No.
No.
Let the bottomless abyss be free.
They built the castle before there was building coding and ordinances. Oh, did you guys? Oh, man, you guys didn't get far enough to get the Master Sword. That's probably one of the best moments. Like, it's definitely top 10 just moment from a game. Like, you go up in the, it's in the forest north of that starter town. I think you can get up there and find it. You just can't pull it out till later. But it shows the sword there, and it's all in, like, this crazy stone with, like, the little runes on it. And it's, like, in a clearing, so the light's shining down onto the sword, and there's a bunch of animals, and it's playing this... Oh, God, it's playing this music. I'm going to get hard just thinking about it. So, yeah, you have to play more of this game.
I'm excited to. I want to experience that moment.
And none of it feels cheap, either. And, like, all the different castles, which there's quite a few. Like, you've got several light world, and then when you go into the dark world, there's like 8, I think, kind of like the original, where you get like a Triforce piece out of each of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they all have crazy different bosses that all have interesting mechanics to them, and it's not a punishment simulator like Zelda 2.
See, and I'm really interested to experience those too. I'm so mad at myself for not playing that game first before I played Adventure of Link.
Yeah, you definitely spent the time wrong.
How far'd you get?
I just got to the first village and kind of dinked around. And then, like, stuff kept coming back to me. Like, it was triggering all these memories. And so it was kind of like I had the experience of playing the full game.
Because
I dumped tons and tons and tons of hours into this as a kid. So I'm like, oh, okay, well, now all these memories are back. I don't really need to run through this again at a breakneck pace just to finish it for the show. I am going to go back and work on it slowly for funsies, though.
Yeah, I'm excited to do the same thing. I'm sure I've already said that like six times, but I am.
Yeah, and then I guess, yeah, you can clear the game relatively easy. And it's not, most of the secrets are fine. It's when you get to the heart pieces, some of that stuff is pretty complex.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't just find full hearts like you do in the original. Now they've broken them down into four pieces, and you have to find, once you get the fourth piece, then it gives you an extra heart. Now you can beat the game just fine without it, but there's a lot of those scattered throughout the light and dark world, and some of those are kind of not a pain, but you have to go really out of your way to find them.
I was wandering through the village, right, and I go into this one guy's house, because, you know, in this world, everyone lets strangers into their house and break the pots. Sure.
That happens. Yep.
Yeah. That's how it works.
And so
you find their Coptic jars full of and organs inside.
Years later, like, why are you guys eating with your hands? Well, we had bowls, and this dick leech showed up, fucking smashed everything, and just left and took all our money. So we just said, screw it, we're just going to eat with our hands, so he's got nothing to break and nothing to steal.
Peter Pan dick.
He chopped down all our crops, too, for some reason.
Just all our meticulously crafted topiary.
Anyways, I went into this guy's house, and blue-haired guy, I see a explodable wall to the left, you know, with the bomb. And yeah. I talked to him, and he says, oh, yeah, I'm mad at my brother, so I sealed the door to his room shut.
Right.
And then I look outside, and there's no other way to get into that other room. I'm so, thinking, oh, my gosh, he's the real psychopath, not me.
For sure.
That'd have been so much like, funnier if you bombed the wall, and there's just a skeleton in there.
Oh, my God, that'd be so
Jesus.
Great. I never did find the bombs, but I did go outside of one where it was said, like, hey, you can't go in, you're not part of our group of rogues or whatever, and there's that heart piece container in there, and I did go out and chop up some topiary and fall through and get it that way. I liked the fact that there was still the heart container mechanic in there. I mean, it was pieces of a container, but still. Yeah. It's like, yeah, okay, so I can see that they're adding all of these elements or keeping, you know, just really extending the gameplay out, kind of Robert Jordaning the game, but not in a bad way.
But yeah, to get the bombs, go to the on the northern border of the village, and there's that little thing, and you can, like a ledge, and you can jump off of the rail down into this pit, and that lands you on a ledge inside of the cave that you can normally go into, and you can see stuff up there, and you get bombs from there.
Okay.
And then from there, go to the very south of the village, and there's this building that looks, that has like a wall, and it's surrounded by bushes. If you bomb that, and it stays open, and every time you go in, it reloads, and there's all these jars, and you can maximize your bombs and arrows and farm rupees really, nice. Really, really fast that way.
Oh, that's smart.
And then you can go through the rest of the village, because the village, most of the village secrets are bomb related, except for the dude, but you need the sprint shoes to catch him.
Oh, yeah. Didn't they say that you, after you catch him, doesn't he say that you can ram into trees and get random objects every now and then?
Yeah, he gives you an upgrade to the sprint shoes. Like, most of the items in this game have, like, a base level, and then you'll find a better version of the base item.
Mm.
And so he gives you the upgraded shoes, and then you can ram into shit and break it or knock stuff down.
I was, it took me a bit of playing, but I finally discovered that if you just hold the attack down, and not charging it up and swiping, but like you slash at a bush, but you hold the attack down, like you'll actually run forward just jabbing through everything.
Oh, such a time saver.
Yeah, I'm like, why didn't I discover this earlier? Holy crap, this is cool.
Also, I love the sound in this game. Like, it's almost ASMR in a way. Maybe it's because I played so much of it as a kid, but just every sound was just kind of super textury and really satisfying.
Yeah, it was going full on bushy hair painter guy happy clouds all over your scalp.
Let's put some beautiful trees in here.
right? Just, there's no mistakes. There's just happy accidents.
Wherever you want them, that's okay. Happy little clouds.
Just happy little clouds. Bob Ross, anybody? Come on.
It's on Netflix. Every one of his shows is on Netflix. Oh, and like we saw it up on Netflix. We're like, hey, kids, as a joke, me and the wife are like, come here, this show's super awesome. And then Annika, she's a little artist, so she was way into it, but Kyle was just like, what the fuck? Our goal is like, all right, let's see how long we can keep him in here. Like, no, dude, it's family movie time. You got to stay. And like, eventually he couldn't take it. Like, he's some kind of POW, and he just like slithers out of the living room like an inchworm.
That does sound like your boy.
And then I got way into it, so I tried to find... I can't find a Bob Ross original for less than 10 grand, which bums me out. I really want one.
Hey, wow.
Yeah. And he painted something like... He was insanely prolific, but because he's become this ironic, almost internet meme at this point, like his shit's gone way up in value. Like you just can't really find it. But I guess he painted three copies of every... Like every painting you see on the show, he made three copies of. Like
really,
like original, like yeah, like he did the one. He did the one that live that you see on the show. He did one beforehand, so like when, so you think he's just kind of doing it at random. Obviously, it's TV. There's a bit of bells and whistles. So he paints it beforehand. So when he goes into the live show, he more or less knows what he's doing. And then I think he painted a third one that he gave away to charity. So like he did three of those paintings.
Oh, well, that's nice. That's
fantastic, right?
Yeah, and I. And the ones that have, and it's funny, the ones that have the most trees in it, like, they're worth more. Like, the ones that have trees, the prices on the tree ones are worth a lot more than the ones with, like, a few trees or no trees.
Wow.
Because of that line, happy little trees.
Happy little trees. I got lots of them.
But that's the Bob Ross update. Back to Zelda.
Well, that's that whole ASMR thing. Like, I get it. Like, there are, just like, smells, there are sounds that are going to take you back. It's just going to like whisper to you, everything's okay, take a deep breath, you've got juice and cookies on the way, like just play your video game, have fun.
Yep. Oh, and when you're playing it and you find the bat in the well and he says he's going to curse you, tell him to go fuck himself and bring on the curse.
Why is that?
Oh, because he thinks he's cursing you and he's like, ah, we'll make your magic weaker. But all it does is it makes all your spells cost half mana. And when I first did it as a kid, I'm like, oh shit, why does my magic meter say one half now? I'm like, oh god, I'm screwed. But it actually just means he basically doubles your mana.
And that's just fine.
And there's spells in that game, by the way, which are awesome.
Oh.
But so you guys didn't get very far because we spent...
No, did not. Just did a lot of...
I don't know. At this point, like, you've spent so much time into it, it almost seems like a travesty to walk away. Like, I feel like you just soldier through and just fucking...
See, now you mentioned that, and I hate you for it, but you're not wrong. Like, I told everybody just how much I hate that game, but god damn it, I think I'm going to finish it.
Like, if you were to clear it...
I don't want to say that, but...
You'd be the only person I know ever... That A, let alone played the game, and B, you'd be the only person I know who beat it. Because I don't know anybody who has.
Ah, damn it! All right, fine.
I mean, don't like just set like a stretch goal to it. Like, okay, I'm gonna beat Temple 4 this week, and then call that good. Like, don't marathon it.
You'll just have to check in with me next podcast and ask me how I'm doing on my Zelda Link adventure. So bad. Okay, Link to the Past, as little as I played it, I would give that 7 or 8.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, it still holds up.
I'd
give it a 9 out of 10. And the only reason I rated a 9 out of 10 is because there's no voice work. I just don't like text blocks anymore.
Stupid. I'll give it a 9 and not a 10 because it teaches children moral ambiguity.
Right? What's up with that? Come on.
Go into your neighbor's houses, break their pots. They'll be okay with it.
Shatter their stuff. It's okay. They're not going to do anything about it.
Did you attack the chickens?
To the Pottery Barn.
I attacked the crap out of the chicken. I cornered him in between the brick overlay at the top and the tree. Like, he couldn't go any further, and I was just like hashing at him, but nothing was happening.
Legend of Zelda. Whatever. Chicken Punisher.
This time it's worse than
it was. Honestly, okay. You're just trying to kill it. You weren't trying to do anything nefarious.
I can't. There's some. It might be in the dark world. If there's some point where there's a bunch of chickens, and if you attack them, they all turn on you and they kill you pretty quick. I think it's in the Dark World Village, but I'm not. It's been too long. I'm like, oh, chicken, sweet.
Sounds like something that would happen in a dark world.
Punch, and then like the storm clouds gather, and like, oh, lo, man, the 1,000 years of our retribution has come, and then there's chicken storm from the trees, and it's just a bunch of angry pecking and squawking as your health bar depletes. So don't hit chickens in the dark world.
Okay, good to know.
And always go left.
Always left?
Always left.
I'll remember that.
You're right, Dave.
In the dungeons, and when you're faced with a direction to go, you have to go left. Left is right in Zelda.
Nobody else bother with Adventure of Link. I'll take one for the team.
Yeah!
Stay away from it.
I'm going to dive on this like Captain America. It's just
right?
Somebody throws a Nintendo cartridge, see a Zelda 2, and you're just like, no!
I'm like, is there a vibranium shield around here? It's the only way to defend against Zelda 2.
Are you going to go through, you're going to try to clear it without looking stuff up, or are you going to look stuff up for the sake of your sanity for the rest of the game?
Oh, shit, I'm going to look stuff up. Okay. No, yeah, okay. For real. Like, I play stuff up, I'm using a guide now.
All right, that's better.
Otherwise,
thank you for your sacrifice.
Screw you. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're welcome.
So all you viewers out there, play Zelda, play Link to the Past. Don't play the other ones.
Yeah, highly recommended Link to the Past. Hmm. The other two you can burn in a fire.
Well, don't burn them in a fire because if you actually own the cartridges, probably just sell them to somebody.
And if you were to burn one of the cartridges, I'm pretty sure that's how you undo some kind of seal that was laid down by druids 1,000 years ago.
Let's be honest here. We both know exactly what would happen if you tried to burn one of these. It would be the same thing that happened when we tried to burn Portrait of the Artist as a young man. It would absorb the flame and become more powerful.
Burn the cartridges in a fire hot enough to do so, Mount Doom, probably, and then inhale the fumes because you're not going to want to live too far long afterward.
Or, breathe in. You have to cast it into Mount Fuji.
There you go. Is there even a volcano on Mount Fuji? Or is it just a mountain?
I don't know.
It's just a Hawaii reference, you know, to go back to Jaws, that's all.
Mount Fuji's in Japan.
Now I have to look it up. Because honestly, I don't...
You're right. Why? What
it's
am
just
I thinking?
It's just a mountain in Japan, isn't it?
No, you're wrong. Ha, I was right. Suck it. My college was better. Japan's Mount Fuji is an active volcano about 100 kilometers southwest of Tokyo called Fujisan. It's the country's tallest peak. It is a volcano. Ha, I knew it. That's the only way you can undo the power of Zelda 2. So at some point, James, or Adam, when you finish it, let's go to Japan and throw the cartridge in there.
Okay, that sounds good. Let's do that.
I'm sure they'll let two tourists just wander to the rim of a volcano.
Oh, yeah.
Also, it's a sacred mountain, so I'm sure they'll be totally fine with us throwing a Nintendo cartridge into their sacred mountain.
Yeah, it's the home where it was created.
We'll go visit the Sekigahara Forest, or the Aokigahara Forest, and then we'll go to Mount Fuji.
You're on. You're buying the tickets.
All right. We'll go to the Suicide Forest and the Sacred Mountain and try to get
arrested. Yeah, because if you're going to be there, you might as well go see the Suicide Forest.
Absolutely.
I'm not familiar with what that is.
Wait,
wow,
what?
Really?
Oh.
You are not familiar with Aokigahara? So,
no.
Japan, I'm not 100% on the culture, but they're more like driven and work-related, and they're because of all that pressure, if something goes wrong, they have a pretty high suicide rate when it comes to like shame and failure and stuff. And so when it gets to be too much, apparently this is their Golden Gate Bridge on steroids. Like this is the place to go if they just wander into the forest and kill themselves.
Hang themselves,
yeah,
usually.
Hang themselves, just die of exposure, you know, but mostly hanging. So there's just like a forest full of swinging corpses, and it's supposed to be like one of the most haunted places on the planet.
It's about 100 people a year that go in there and never come out. And there was like, oh my God, like 2,645 recorded suicides in January 2009.
That wasn't
all in that forest, obviously, but that it lends to why there's so many bodies there. And because it's so overgrown, there are bodies that are only found like decades later.
Yeah, most of the time they just don't even find you because it's such a large Tangled. There was a movie that came out, what was it, last year or a year ago, called The Forest, that's based on this, where this girl's sister is working in Japan, and she goes in there, and her sister goes to find her. The movie falls apart in the third act, and it's not great, but the first two acts are, but it's based on this thing.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but it does have Natalie Dormer in it, so.
It's worth watching, just you're going to be disappointed by the end of the movie, but.
Oh, good, thanks for letting me know.
Up until the very, very end, it was like, no, this is not bad. But yeah.
Pretty solid.
So yeah, we should go camping in there and then go to Mount Fuji.
So, sounds like a good place to hang out.
Three cheers for Japan.
Oh, God.
You did it. Oh, my God.
My soul hurts a little on that one.
Well done, Hunter.
Were you the one? You better put down those crosses and prayer beads you grabbed at the beginning, or they're going to catch you on fire.
That was the darkest joke of the night.
Maybe of
the whole series.
It might be, one of the darker jokes. It looks like our work with Hunter is almost complete. He's ready.
He's almost one of us.
Now he just has to kill his smuggler father, and then we can send for him to be fully trained.
He'll gain the Sharingan in one eye, and we're good to go.
That's going to do it, because now my meds are wearing off, so I need to redose on the NyQuil. He'll be reading it soon. He is in college. That's what you do in college, after all.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty cocksure.
Yeah, he is.
Welcome to the slip and slide of life.
Whee!
Slippery when wet.
And agonizing when dry.
Bite the pillow. We're going dry.